That's why you must make the resolve, the aspiration, the vow, the adhittan, and persevere with faith and sincerity to walk the path of Dhamma, to cultivate. Otherwise, this spiritual path is not easy. So the purpose of the teaching is always for living being to penetrate the truth of life, to see truth, to see reality, to awaken to the universal characteristic. Then after that, you form aspiration to walk the Bodhisattva way, to actualize the six perfection in all actions, so that you can enter and experience the true Dhamma way. So these are very beautiful description of the teachings and the cultivation. So if you look at Dhamma, the understanding is the teachings of the Buddha. That's why we call it the Buddha Dhamma. But what is Dhamma? Actually, Dhamma is truth. And truth is the nature's law that governs life and existence. Whatever that can explain the way things are is the truth. That's why he taught us the Dhamma, the essential truth that we need to understand. So Dhamma is very important. So pure water is like Dhamma. Here the description is very good. Then this Dhamma can conform to condition and capabilities and also distinguish between all things. Thus we realize that pure wisdom is in all places and encompass all things. So this is a very beautiful description of Dhamma. Then I would like to add on, maybe this is for your own understanding. In fact, we need Dhamma to have wisdom. We need Dhamma to develop understanding so that we understand life, we understand who we are, what we are. And Dhamma is like our spiritual solution or spiritual medicine that can help humanity or living beings overcome all of their life problems and situation. It can help us understand life, live life to the fullest, experience life to the fullest, and give meaning to life. So without Dhamma, suffering will be the end result. So Dhamma, if it's so important, why not cultivate a practitioner, Buddhist in general, sees the beauty and importance of Dhamma, then go all out to cultivate this Buddha Dhamma, to develop the requisite understanding, wisdom, and awakening, so that this Dhamma can be a spiritual medicine for you to develop clear understanding of life and to recover from whatever life problem, affliction, suffering, and misery. The best solution is to awaken to the teaching of Dhamma. So Dhamma, if you can see the beauty of it, the importance of it, then resolve to cultivate it and realize it or awaken to it. It can be of great benefits to living beings, especially human beings. And it can bring about great transformation to the individual in the form of clarity, understanding, wisdom, virtue, and what we call transformation in our character, our personality for the better. Then it will help us understand life, improve our life, and make us beautiful. Then we can become a blessing to all of humanity, environment, and nature. So this is the part on Dhamma that I wish all Kayamita to develop clear understanding. When you can appreciate Dhamma, you will throughout the day cultivate this Buddha Dhamma, develop the understanding, reflect, contemplate, silence your mind to perfect yourself, to awaken. Then when Dhamma is everywhere, when you can see Dhamma, you see the Buddha. That's why the Buddha told the monk, he who sees me may not see the Dhamma. where there is the physical form of Lord Buddha. But he who sees the Dhamma, the Buddha said, sees me. Because the Buddha is the embodiment of perfection of wisdom and virtue. And what is Dhamma? Dhamma is truth. When you have it, when you realize it, you can become the Samma Sambuddha. You can have the embodiment of wisdom, virtue, and all of the perfection that he has perfected. And you can become a Samma Sambuddha, an omniscient being, fully enlightened, all-knowing, with the nine great virtue. We always chant the great nine great virtue of Samma Sambuddha. That's why we chant the salutation to the Buddha. Iti pe so bhagava arahang Samma Sambuddho, and all these things. So all of the teachings points towards the beauty and importance of Dhamma. So keep this in mind. Cherish Buddha Dhamma. Develop the faith, sadha, virya. Then sincerely, with the faith, persevere, cultivate to develop sati, stabilize it to become samadhi. And the spiritual faculty, they will become very stable. So with sati and samadhi, wisdom will naturally arise, panya. So these five spiritual faculties, sadha, virya, sati, samadhi, and panya, you must develop it until it becomes very powerful, unshakable, very stable, and they become balas. So I have helped you to put it into the vows to the yellow card, the four-page yellow cards. So if you go through, you will find them. And even in our chanting book, we also help you to make the aspiration until the spiritual faculties become unshakable through invoking power, merits, and all these things.